File 1. No adverts from audiobooksforfree.com.
Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler. On April the 1st, 1924, I began to serve my sentence of imprisonment in the fortress of Landsberg am Lech, following the judgment of the Munich People's Court of that time. After years of uninterrupted labour, it was now possible for the first time to begin a work which many had asked for, and which I myself felt would be beneficial for the movement. So I decided to dedicate 2 volumes to a description not only of the aims of our movement, but also of its development. There is more to be learned from this than from any purely dogmatic dissertation. This has also given me the opportunity of describing my own development, insofar as such a description is necessary to the understanding of the first as well as the second volume, and to destroy the legendary fabrications which the Jewish press have circulated about me. In this work, I turn not to strangers, but to those followers of the movement whose hearts belong to it and who wish to study it more profoundly. I know that fewer people are won over by the written word than by the spoken word, and that every great movement on this earth owes its growth to great speakers and not to great writers. Nevertheless, in order to produce more equality and uniformity in the defence of any doctrine, its fundamental principles must be committed to writing. May these 2 volumes, therefore, serve as the building stones which I contribute to the joint work. At 12:30 in the afternoon of November 9th, 1923, those whose names are given below fell in front of the Feldherrnhalle in the forecourt of the former war ministry in Munich for their loyal faith in the resurrection of their people. Felix Alfat, merchant, born July 5th, 1901. Andreas Bauriedel, hatmaker, born May 4th, 1879. Theodor Casella, bank official, born August 8th, 1900. Wilhelm Ehrlich, bank official, born August 19th, 1894. Martin Faust, bank official, born January 27th, 1901. Anton Hechenberger, locksmith, born September 28th, 1902. Oskar Kerner, merchant, born January 4th, 1875. Karl Kuhn, head waiter, born July 25th, 1897. Karl Laforce, student of engineering, born October 28th, 1904. Kurt Neubauer, waiter, born March 27th, 1899. Klaus von Papa, merchant, born August 16th, 1904. Theodor von der Pforten, counsellor to the Superior Provincial Court, born May 14th, 1873. Johann Rickmers, retired cavalry captain, born May 7th, 1881. Max Erwin von Schreudner-Richter, doctor of engineering, born January 9th, 1884. Lorenz Ritter von Stransky, engineer, born March the 14th, 1899. Wilhelm Wolff, merchant, born October the 19th, 1898. So-called national officials refused to allow the dead heroes a common burial. So I dedicate the first volume of this work to them as a common memorial, that the memory of those martyrs may be a permanent source of light for the followers of our movement.